Yeah, chatted with Scott Seo, of course, coming back from the World Cup of Rugby Union, made the final, of course, losing to the mighty All Blacks, and he's currently recovering from an elbow and a knee injury, and he's going to be with the ACT Brumbies. And the Waratahs, I'm just wondering whether all their star players from the Rugby World Cup are back in pre-season training. We thought we'd check in with Daryl Gibson, the head coach, the new head coach, the New South Wales Waratahs. G'day, Daryl.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah, have you got your Rugby World Cup stars back yet?
Well, not officially. Obviously, the great thing about our World Cup stars, they've organised themselves around a running group, and they're starting on Monday.
Jeez. Voluntarily starting pre-season training, that's a shocking sign of the times.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it, that they've organised themselves and they're doing that. So it shows a really good attitude. And, you know, I guess the new modern-day rugby player knows that when they get back to training on the 4th, it's going to be tough. So they've got to be in good shape so they don't compromise themselves.
And Daryl, as head coach, mate, does anything change?
Oh, obviously, it's a different job. You know, I think most assistant coaches, when they shift up, realise straight away, you know, you don't get that opportunity to do as much on the grass and the technical coaching that you're probably used to. Lots of other things that you've got to manage, and I think I'm really starting to enjoy that. I've been an assistant coach for 8 years now, so it's good to do something different.
Daryl, you looked or you appear to be different from Michael Checker, who's often been in the dressing rooms with a cricket bat or a golf club, wielding it around and giving it to the players. Are you a different style to Michael?
I am. I'm a different personality, but I'd have to say, boys, over the last 2 weeks, I've had a couple of Michael Checker moments of training, but it's a good thing. You know, I've been truly blessed to have coached underneath Michael. I've learned so much from him over the last 3 years, particularly around his man management, and it's something that I've really had to carry forward in my coaching.
You've played a lot of rugby at the highest level, Daryl, which will hold you in good stead with the players. It seems as a coach, you need the respect from the players, and you've obviously got that.
I guess I represent probably the new wave of former professional players who have shifted into coaching. You know, at the moment in our sport, because we're still a young professional sport, you still have what you'd call an amateur coach who's traditionally worked and then gone into professional rugby. Now I think there's a new wave of ex-players now trying to make their move in coaching. And I guess the thing that we do have at our advantage is that experience of being a player. But I guess what we miss out on is that ability to, or the experience that you gain from working in a normal workplace.
Yes.
Which is different.
Yeah, yeah. Of the new faces, mate, who's impressed?
Well, I've been really impressed with the boys that we've brought in from out of state. So we've brought in, obviously, Zach Guilford, and his troubles have been widely publicised.
Yes.
But he's been fantastic, probably one of our best. Reece Robinson, fantastic. You know, we always knew Reece had a wonderful pedigree as a rugby league player, but he's certainly shown that he's going to be a real contender this year for that wing spot. And obviously all the new young faces from our academy who've come up and been promoted to our senior squad, they're really doing well. They've got a great attitude and they're really trying to compete hard.
We're chatting with Daryl Gibson, the new Waratahs head coach. Daryl, what are you hearing about Israel Folau and his recovery?
Oh, it's going very well. I think yeah, the great thing, you know, if an injury is a good thing, it certainly meant that Israel got that break that he desperately needed. You know, he's had 3 years of solid play and probably been one of Australia's best. So for him to get that three-month layoff with that injury is actually a pretty good thing for him going into the next 3 years.
And, Daryl, do you look to shift him with the departure of Adam Ashley Cooper?
Yeah, certainly. It's one thing. We've spoken a lot with Israel around moving up into what we'd call our front line, into the centres. And I guess now that with 3 years and the experience he's gained in our sport, he's feeling very comfortable and it's a position he's familiar with in league. Mm. And I guess that shift would be something good around the enthusiasm for a new position and the fact that you have to learn new things. So it's certainly something we're going to consider. We've also got plenty of other contenders there who are keen to take that spot as well. So it's certainly not his by right.
I guess it's just a matter of where you see him getting his hand on the ball more often. And do you think he'll get his hands on the ball more often at 13 or at fullback.
Yeah, well, you did right. I think what we've got to try and do is try and get the best of both worlds. What we would love is to have him at the back for that aerial ability and those high balls that we've known him for, but then also up front trying to get him the ball more often. So if we can find a nice mix between that, I think we'll be going close to getting the perfect player there.
And Daryl, Jonah Lomu, mate, your thoughts? It was very sad.
Yeah, very sad. Obviously, I played a lot of age group rugby with Jonah. We're both 40.
Yeah.
And, you know, he really was a phenomenon in the fact that he changed the face of rugby. He really brought it globally. And, you know, I look back then, 20 years ago, he really was a freak of an athlete. Whereas now he perhaps wouldn't be that because of our game has changed so much. But certainly a fantastic rugby player and one that put our game on the map.
Fantastic. Do you give the guys a break over Christmas?
Yeah, the guys get 10 or so days. I think they'll need that. You know, they've been working really hard, and that's something that we've prided ourselves on over the last 3 years is that good work ethic value and willingness to work hard. So I'm really pleased with the team at the moment and how they're tracking.
Mate, with triplets at home, it'd be easy for you to be looking after the rugby guys, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's why I keep to get out the door at 7 o'clock in the morning, mate.
So. Oh, honey, I've got more meetings on. I can't get up.
Don't worry, the wife knows that too, mate. You're in strife those 10 days.
Yeah, those late nights to the office and all that stuff.
Daryl, we thank you for your time. Have a great Christmas, and we look forward to chatting in the new year because it's an early start for the Super Rugby season.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it, boys, and I really appreciate your support coming for the next year.
No, looking forward to it. Good on you, Daryl. Thanks very much for your time. Daryl Gibson there, the new Waratahs coach. Israel Folau making a good recovery from that surgery and maybe playing 13 instead of 15, 13, 53, 53.